News and information about living with sight loss. From InfoSound.
Hello and welcome to edition 49 of this series of 50 weekly InfoShorts bulletins from InfoSound. News, advice and practical information to help living with sight loss, produced on the 2nd of December 2023.
And in the next 10 minutes, measuring the right length for your long cane, a new talking air fryer, checking your PIP benefit entitlement, audio description on Freeview TV and a request for a 5-ring easy clean electric hob.
We were contacted by Jenny Bryant from Queen Alexandra College in Birmingham, which, amongst other things, sells carbon fibre long canes. Jenny said that after 15 years of selling canes, there are a few common questions that she often gets asked, and one of those is how to measure the correct length for your long cane, whatever it's made of, so you can use it as intended.
Obviously, each individual stride will affect sizing, and we always suggest that a new user of a cane will go and have cane training, in which case they'll be measured up for a cane. But as a rule of thumb, there are a few ways to do it. With long canes and rigid canes, you measure from the floor to the mid of the breastbone. With thimble canes and support canes, you measure from the floor up to the waist.
Thank you very much, Jenny. And Jenny says that if you have any questions about canes that you might like answered, you're welcome to drop the Queen Alexandra College team an email at info@qac.ac.uk. That's info@qac.ac.uk.
InfoSound.
We've news that Cobalt Systems, which designed its own talking microwave oven and talking hobs, have now developed a talking air fryer. This has a 4-litre capacity and, as well as speaking what it's doing in a male voice, it has raised, tactile, touch-sensitive buttons. The cooking time can be set manually between 1 and 60 minutes, as can the temperature between 80 and 200 degrees Celsius, or you can use one of the 5 preset categories. The fryer will announce rearrange the food halfway through the cooking cycle, and it has a spoken countdown timer. For safety, once the cooking is complete, the fryer will announce fryer temperature high every 20 seconds for 2 minutes. It has a detachable pan, which is dishwasher safe, and the whole device measures 320 millimetres high, 370 millimetres deep, and 265 millimetres wide. The cost is £99.95, and as of now, Cobalt is taking pre-orders on this talking air fryer, but it is expected to be available this month before Christmas. And if you'd like to find out more, you can phone Cobalt on 01 493 700172. That's 01 493 700172, or you can email sales@cobalt.co.uk.
InfoSound.
Personal Independence Payment, or PIP for short, is one of the main benefits that many blind and partially sighted people are entitled to claim. And it goes without saying that even if you're already claiming it, you do need to know that you're getting the right amount. So we asked Dominic Milne, Legal Rights Officer for RNIB, about this. And Dominic first briefly outlined what PIP is and who can claim it.
It's a benefit for people with disabilities. It's for people of working age. You claim it when you're 16 onwards up until your state pension age, although you can keep getting it beyond state pension age if it's been awarded. It's not taxable. It doesn't affect other income. You can get other benefits or indeed income, whatever that might be, in addition to PIP, as it's not means tested at all.
And if people are already claiming PIP, an amount will have been allocated depending presumably on their circumstances and other factors. How do they make sure that they are claiming exactly what they're entitled to?
Well, the best thing to do, to be honest, is to contact someone like RNIB. There are other organisations as well you could contact who can do a check and make sure that you're receiving the correct entitlement that matches your condition and how your condition or conditions are affecting you. The way they award it is they have two rates of each. They have two rates of daily living. They have a standard daily living and an enhanced daily living. And they have a standard mobility and an enhanced mobility. Now, for each one of those, you have to score a certain number of points. But many people will only perhaps get enough points for the standard at some point. But then it may be that in the future, if they are receiving PIP, it could be that their needs change, and it might be that they then should be getting looked at again to see whether or not they might get the enhanced rate.
So I guess it's that rule again with many welfare rights, isn't it? As life circumstances change, make sure that your benefit entitlement hasn't changed with that.
Absolutely. I mean, this applies to PIP and other benefits. It's well worth getting a benefit calculation. Or, like I say, if you contact RNIB, if it's to do with your sight loss, if it's to do with other disabilities, you can also, there are many other organisations out there. It's a really good idea for anybody who is struggling, especially at the moment. There are a great many people who aren't getting what they should be getting. And there's an awful lot of people who could be applying for PIP but aren't. We do know that.
And should you need any information about claiming benefits and checking your entitlement, you can always phone the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999 and select option 3. They have fact sheets on all benefits, including PIP and Universal Credit, and they can provide you with a toolkit of information to guide you through the claiming process.
InfoSound.
You may well be aware that a fair number of TV programmes are audio described for people with sight loss, from soaps and dramas to children's TV and films. Programme makers like the BBC, ITV, Channels 4 and 5, Netflix, Sky and many others will generate the audio description at the time of making the programme or film. But of course these days there are so many different places where you can view TV. But just focusing on the Freeview HD and Freeview Play devices, the audio description can be activated by either pressing the audio description button, this may be shown as AD, on your set-top box or on your TV's remote control. Or you can press the menu button and then follow the on-screen options until you reach those for language and subtitles. Many digital TV devices or systems also have other features that can help people get the best TV experience. These include talking devices featuring what's known as voice guidance or text-to-speech support, and these devices guide vision-impaired users about what is happening, as seen by sighted people on the TV screen, as they navigate TV services with the remote control. If you have Freeview, you should also be able to listen to their talking channel list, which should help you find your way around all the many channels and which programmes are on each. Should you need help with using Freeview, you can call their advice line on 03456 50 50 50. That's 03456 50 50 50.
InfoSound.
And finally this week, Michael from North Cambridgeshire has been in touch to say...
We're hoping someone can help us find a five-ring Easy Clean electric hob. We have a gas ring already fitted, so a four ring would be too small for the gap. We found a four ring Easy Clean electric hob, which has knobs on, which is easy for us being blind to operate. But no one seems to be able to do a five ring one, which is strange with knobs. So if anyone knows a company that does a five ring Easy Clean electric hob, I'd be grateful for a call. It's 01733 252323. And the number again is 01733 252323. It's Michael. Thank you.
And that brings us to the end of this penultimate 49th edition of this weekly series of InfoShorts bulletins. As you may know, these InfoShorts bulletins are produced by us here at the British charity InfoSound. And after next week's final edition, we will be continuing to record information for blind and partially sighted people. We'll just be doing it in another way as we support the Partially Sighted Society with their UK-wide PSS iTalk information service, which provides information that you can listen to in various ways on a wide range of topics to do with living with sight loss. And we'll have more on that next time. So until then, goodbye and thank you for listening.
InfoSound.